Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s, 1975 to be exact. With semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch, it's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie. And fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
I'm Dylan Tyre, and this is Believe in Ohio State. Another week of Believe in Ohio State. Happy to have you back with me for this week's show. Similar to last week, it'll be a quick-hitting episode, but there are some key pieces of news surrounding the Ohio State football program right now that I'm eager to bring you, and one of them I'm not so happy about. It has to do with the defensive coordinator position that we've talked about the past couple of weeks at Ohio State, so we've got that news to get to, and like I said, I'm not too happy about it, and I'm frankly a little bit worried about it. But before we get into this week's episode, as always, I've got to tell you about our friends over at BetOnline, because BetOnline is who makes this podcast possible. And while football might be over, the NBA, college basketball, and the NHL are all in full swing right now. The only place you should be betting on these sports is at betonline.ag. Now, I know I enjoyed giving you picks for the football season. That's kind of my bread and butter. I also tend to excel when it comes to hockey picks, but this is a football podcast. So if you want hockey picks, you can message me and maybe I'll include them in the show just kind of as a piece here for BetOnline. But I'm going to stay away from all that right now because, like I said, this is a football show. My bread and butter is football, so I want to give you football picks when it's football season. Right now, I'll let you figure things out yourself, but all those sports are in full swing right now, so make sure to get your picks in at betonline.ag. And if sports really aren't your thing, I mean, they've got to be or else you wouldn't be listening to this podcast, but if you're interested in betting on other things, I guess I should say, BetOnline even covers awards, TV shows, and reality TV. BetOnline also has hundreds of props with real-time odds on almost anything you can imagine. And of course, the 24-hour online casino, that never closes. Open 24 hours, so if you want to get in on some casino action, head to BetOnline for that as well. So head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. That's a lot of cash right there. That's betonline.ag. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. So let's get into this week's show. And like I said, if you want me to keep giving picks and if you're interested in those NHL picks, we can talk about that. But make sure to send me an email at dylantyre@mac.com. That's D-Y-L-A-N-T-Y-R-E-R at M-A-C.com. If you're interested in me including those picks, you can also message me on Twitter at dylantyre, D-Y-L-A-N-T-Y-R-E-R. But like I said, this is a football podcast, and more specifically, this is an Ohio State football podcast. So let's talk about what's going on around the program at Ohio State. And our first note here is in regard to the National Football League. A former Ohio State Buckeye, the second overall pick this year in the NFL draft, Chase Young. He was named the NFL Defensive Rookie of the Year. I mean, doesn't it seem like it's almost every year this happens to a former Ohio State defender? Congratulations to Chase Young. He is the fourth Buckeye in the past 5 years to win this award. Think about that. The fourth Buckeye in the past 5 years to win the award. This is huge for recruiting. If you're a big-time defensive talent coming out of high school, don't you want to go to Ohio State? You know they're going to develop you into an NFL player. We see guys drafted into the NFL from Ohio State's defense every year. At least half the defense, it feels like, every year. But the level of success, these are elite defenders coming out of Ohio State. These aren't just normal defenders, these are elite defenders. If you want an opportunity to get a big contract right out of college and win the NFL Defensive Rookie of the Year award, you want to go to Ohio State, the fourth Buckeye in the past 5 years to win this award. Joey Bosa won it in 2016, Marshawn Lattimore in 2017, Nick Bosa in 2019. So, I mean, I'm talking about Ohio State defenders, but specifically, if you're a defensive lineman, an elite defensive lineman, a five-star defensive lineman, a four-star defensive lineman, why are you even thinking about going anywhere but Ohio State? They develop these guys into the next NFL stars. I mean, it's just amazing. It is insane. Larry Johnson does an incredible job as the defensive line coach for Ohio State. And just another feather in the cap right here, Chase Young named the NFL Defensive Rookie of the Year after a fantastic season, after he was selected second overall by the Washington football team. 44 tackles, 10 of which were for loss, 7.5 sacks, 4 forced fumbles, 3 fumble recoveries, and 4 passes defended. And I mean, on top of those numbers, we heard about it, we talked about it all year. Chase Young is a true leader of that team. He's a guy that players on that team look up to, and he's a rookie. He is a tone setter for that Washington football team defense. A defense that was very good this season, mind you. A defense that ended up making the playoffs. I know it was in a very, very weak division, but they won that division, and they made the playoffs. And it was really a lot to do with Chase Young. Chase Young changed the culture on that defense this season. He and Terry McLaurin might have changed the culture on that team. I mean, obviously, the one Buckeye that didn't work out there, unfortunately, was Dwayne Haskins. But these other two, Terry McLaurin, he was a third-round pick a couple of seasons ago. He stepped in as their number one wide receiver. Chase Young, the number two overall pick this season. Exactly what they thought they were getting on the field, but probably an added bonus off the field. He has changed the culture on that defense, and I think it's only going to get better. I mean, they're going to have guys that want to play with a player like Chase Young. They've got a fantastic defensive line. First-round picks littering that defensive line. And Chase Young, probably the best one of them all. So again, congratulations there to Chase Young being named the NFL Defensive Rookie of the Year for 2020, the fourth Ohio State Buckeye in the past 5 years to win that award. And like I said, that only means good things for the Ohio State football program going forward. It's a great, great recruiting tool. Now, speaking of the Ohio State defense, this is where I want to get into things a little bit more. This is where I am starting to get a little upset. Now, as of the recording of this podcast, we don't know what's happened yet, but by the time I release this, things could very well have changed. Al Washington, who I've talked about the past couple of weeks, a guy that I wanted to become the next co-defensive coordinator at Ohio State, and frankly, I want him to be the defensive coordinator at Ohio State, he is now considered the favorite to become the defensive coordinator at the University of Tennessee. Now, Ryan Day, Ohio State's head coach, Gene Smith, Ohio State's athletic director, they've made appeals to Al Washington to stay. Whether that's some sort of internal promotion, whether it's a raise in his salary, we don't know. I'm sure all of that's on the table. He hasn't made a decision yet, like I said, but it's expected soon. He's been at Ohio State for the past 2 seasons, serving as the linebackers coach, after leaving the Michigan staff a couple of seasons ago. And Josh Heupel, they're trying to change things at Tennessee. They're trying to change the culture there. He was recently hired as their head coach after a couple of years at UCF, and he wants Al Washington bad. We talked about it a couple of weeks ago. Al Washington was up for the head coaching job at Boston College. He's been around the block. He's coached at Power 5 schools. He's coached on both sides of the ball at Power 5 schools. I don't know how he says no to this. I really don't know. How do you say no to a big-time Power 5 defensive coordinator job when you didn't get promoted at Ohio State, when you didn't get the head coaching position at Boston College. It's just a matter of whether he believes in what they're building at Tennessee or if he likes Ohio State, if he cares that much about being at Ohio State, if he feels that Ohio State, being at Ohio State for a couple more seasons will launch him to greater heights than the defensive coordinator job at Tennessee. I think it's tough. I think you got to take this job if you're Al Washington. It's going to bring a raise. It's a promotion. It's potentially just a massive launching pad to bigger and better things if he does a good job. And that's what I mean. That's why he has to consider, does he like the culture there? Does he like what they're building? Because this could backfire and this could hurt him. If he does a bad job there, if he can't recruit, then he's going to have to go back to the drawing board and kind of pick up where he left off here at Ohio State, you know? So it's a tough decision, obviously. He's wanted bad by Josh Heupel. Ohio State wants him bad because he's done a really nice job with the linebackers. We've seen that the past couple of seasons. But I don't see how you say no to this. If I'm Al Washington, I'm taking this job. I am taking this job if I'm Al Washington because, like I said, it's just bigger and better things. It's a Power 5 defensive coordinator job. And I think Ohio State missed the opportunity with Al Washington, and he's the guy that I liked. He's the guy that I liked on that defense. I thought that he could be a difference maker at Ohio State. I mean, there's still the possibility that he stays with Ohio State. We're awaiting this decision. But like I said, I don't know how you say no. I would be shocked if he says no. There are rumors that Tennessee is already discussing a 3-year contract with somebody that has interviewed for this defensive coordinator job. If Al Washington is indeed the favorite, you've got to assume that that guy is him. But Ohio State, they're making their appeals. It could be a big raise. Who knows? But this is a good opportunity for Al Washington, and I'm frankly not sure how you say no to a Power 5 defensive coordinator job at a program like Tennessee that has history. There's an opportunity to recruit. There's an opportunity to really build that program back to what it was in the late 90s. I know it's going to be difficult. I know the landscape of college football has changed. There's much more of a concentration on the top 5 or so teams in college football. That's where the elite talent goes. But, I mean, that's not to say things can change, or things can't change, I should say. It's not to say things can't change. And Al Washington has proven he's a good recruiter. He gets guys to come to Ohio State. He's a good evaluator of talent. He's good at developing talent. Like I said, it's tough to say no. I think he'd be a great defensive coordinator, and I think Tennessee would be lucky to have him. It's just a matter of whether or not that program is building the right sort of culture and whether or not they are going in the right direction. But like I said, I would be shocked if he turns down this job, and if he indeed does go to Tennessee, I'll be disappointed because I really liked Al Washington and what he brought to this Ohio State defense. And if he leaves, that creates another hole, another spot that Ohio State has to fill. Another person they have to hire. Now, with that being said, I have faith in Ryan Day, and I know he hires well, but losing Al Washington would certainly hurt. I could go on about this all day. I could talk about Al Washington for hours and what he means to this Ohio State defense and how I feel about him, but I'm just going to leave it at that. It stinks if he leaves, but good for him. I think he deserves it. I just wish it would have been here at Ohio State. Now, the last thing we got to talk about this week on Believe in Ohio State Football, and maybe the most important thing, the Big Ten has finalized the 2021 schedule, also announcing some changes to the 2021 schedule. Those changes have to do with the way that the 2020 season was constructed. Obviously, in 2021, they're planning on playing a full slate of games. It's essentially the same. Yeah, I mean, it's the same opponents. The weeks are just mixed up a bunch. They're playing, you know, Rutgers on October 2nd rather than playing them on October 23rd. All the Big Ten opponents kind of have been scrambled. But for the most part, everything stays the same. So I'm just going to go down the list, tell you who Ohio State's playing and when, and who they would have been playing under the initial schedule and when. And while I say that this schedule has been finalized and the Big Ten may say it's finalized, as I've really, really harped on throughout the entirety of this podcast, the times that we're living in, I don't think anything can be completely concrete or finalized. I think everything is a fluid situation, and you just have to treat it that way. But this is what the Big Ten is telling us right now. This is what they have scheduled for the 2021 season, and let's hope we can play this season as we would completely normally. Fans in the stands, a full slate of games, everything. Let's just hope it's normal. And you know, I believe it's going to be by then. I really do. And I hope it does. I hope it turns out that way. So first and foremost, Ohio State will open the season on September 2nd, Thursday, at Minnesota. It's a Thursday game, so that's one change. Ohio State will now open the season on a Thursday playing at Minnesota. That's always kind of a strange game, opening the season on a Thursday for the Big Ten Conference, but Ohio State's going to be a part of it. They're playing against Minnesota, and that's when we're going to get a look at whoever Ohio State's new quarterback is. That'll be our very first look at whoever is playing quarterback for Ohio State. That will be their first ever college football start, so that's very, very exciting. Buckeyes opening Thursday night, September 2nd. Against Minnesota, up there in Minny. September 11th, Ohio State will welcome the Oregon Ducks to the Shoe here in Columbus, so that'll be a big game. That's what was scheduled. Ohio State, of course, was supposed to play at Oregon this past season. That couldn't happen, but Oregon still will come to the Shoe on September 11th. A week later, on September 18th, Ohio State will welcome Tulsa. They played Tulsa a couple seasons ago and won that game, obviously. Tulsa has been right around the top 25 the past couple of seasons, so a nice, formidable opponent there for Ohio State. I expect that one to be a fun game, a nice little test for Ohio State to start the season. But, you know, Ohio State will win that game. September 18th versus Tulsa in Columbus. September 25th, the Buckeyes will welcome Akron to the Shoe. I don't know the last time Ohio State played Akron. When I went to Ohio State, they never played Akron. I suppose I could do a little bit of research and probably figure it out easily, but a nice little in-state battle there nonetheless. The Buckeyes welcoming in an in-state rival, so that'll be a fun game. Ohio State playing Akron on September 25th. On October 2nd, the Buckeyes will travel for the first time in 2021. Well, the second time. They opened the season at Minnesota, excuse me. But on October 2nd, the Buckeyes will go to Rutgers, take on the Scarlet Knights there. They were initially scheduled to play at Nebraska that week. On October 9th, Ohio State will play host to Maryland. Initially, they were scheduled to welcome in Purdue, but instead it will be Maryland on October 9th. On the 23rd, Ohio State will go to Indiana. Of course, an upstart program. Really, really nice season last year. Michael Penix Jr. should be healthy by that point. He should be back and ready to go. So that'll be a big game for Ohio State, October 23rd at Indiana. They were initially scheduled to play Rutgers that weekend. Then on October 30th, Ohio State will welcome in the Penn State Nittany Lions. Initially, they were set to face off against Michigan State in Columbus, but they stick with that Halloween weekend game against Penn State after going to State College last season. So October 30th, Ohio State will play a big game against Penn State. Then November 6th, the Buckeyes travel to Nebraska. They were initially scheduled to play at Indiana that week, but this week or this season, they will go to Nebraska on November 6th. November 13th, they will play host to Purdue. It was initially scheduled to be Maryland. On November 20th, Ohio State will welcome in Michigan State. That was first supposed to be Penn State. So initially it was going to be Penn State, then at Michigan. So a tough little test there, but this time it'll be going or playing host to Michigan State. And then November 27th, as usual, as it was scheduled to begin, Ohio State will go to Michigan to take on the Wolverines. And the Big Ten Championship game is scheduled to take place on December 4th. So, I mean, you look at that schedule for Ohio State. This is our very first look at it, our very first mini breakdown of it. As we get closer to the season, I'll obviously talk more about these games like I did for last season, but you take an initial look. At Minnesota, that'll probably be a pretty good game, you know, a new quarterback for Ohio State, but you got to expect Ohio State to win that game. Against Oregon will certainly be interesting here at the Shoe. I don't want to make a prediction for that game yet because we got to see how Ohio State comes out against Minnesota and what Oregon has to offer this season. Tulsa, you got to think Ohio State wins there. Akron, you got to think Ohio State wins there. Rutgers, that's got to be a W. Maryland, in all likelihood, will be a win. The Indiana game, interesting for Ohio State. That could be certainly one of those games you don't know for Ohio State. Could be chalked up as a loss, especially with Michael Penix Jr. coming back. But, yeah, I don't know what to think about that one yet. Penn State, that'll certainly be a good game. Penn State hoping to bounce back from a season ago. Nebraska should be a win. Purdue should be a win. Michigan State should be a win. And you never know with Michigan. I mean, at its worst, this schedule could be 3-4 losses for Ohio State. At its best, it could certainly be another undefeated season. Definitely not the most difficult schedule in the world, but we don't know what Ohio State's going to look like in 2021. Things could certainly change for the Buckeyes. With that, we're going to finish up this week of Believe in Ohio State. As always, a big thank you to BetOnline for all their support and the creation of this podcast. And as always, I've got to thank you guys for listening out there. I would not do this podcast if it weren't for you. So again, a great big thanks for listening this week, and I will catch you this time next week.
Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s, 1975 to be exact. With semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch, it's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie, and fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.
When your space has the long-lasting, noticeable scent of Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist, you'll want to invite everyone over. From book club to reality TV watch parties, even the in-laws.
It smells amazing.
Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is infused with 2 times more essential oil versus regular Airwick Essential Mist for our most authentic, nature-inspired fragrance experience. Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is perfectly portable and effortlessly easy. The way fragrance should be. Now that's a breath of fresh Airwick.